ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्रीमद् भागवतम् कैंटो 3 द स्टेटस क्वो चैप्टर 20 कन्वर्सेशन बिट्वीन मैत्रेया एंड विदुरा पार्ट 4 वर्सेस 23-29। लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा gives birth to the demons from his buttocks. Maitreya Rishi then said, Lord Brahma then gave birth to the demons from his buttocks. The demons were very fond of sex, and because the demons were too lustful, they approached Lord Brahma for copulation. The worshipful Lord Brahma first laughed at the stupidity of the demons, but finding the shameless asuras close upon him, Brahmaji grew indignant and ran in great haste out of fear. Lord Brahma then approached the personality of Godhead, who bestows all boons and who dispels the agony of his devotees and of those who take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. Krishna manifests his innumerable transcendental forms just for the satisfaction of his devotees. Lord Brahma, approaching Krishna, addressed him, My Lord, please protect me from these sinful demons who were created by me under your order. These demons are infuriated by an appetite for sex, and they have come to attack me. My Lord, you are the only one capable of ending the affliction of the distressed and inflicting agony upon those who never resort to your lotus feet. And so, Krishna, who can distinctly see the mind of others, perceived Lord Brahma's distress and spoke to him, Cast off this impure body of yours. Thus commanded by the Lord, Brahma cast off his body. That body given up by Brahma took the form of evening twilight when the day and night meet, a time which kindles passion. The asuras, who are passionate by nature, dominated as they are by the element of rajas, took it for a damsel, whose lotus feet resounded with the tinkling of anklets, whose eyes were wide with intoxication, and whose hips were covered by a fine cloth, over which shone a girdle. Her breasts projected upward because of their clinging to each other, and they were too contiguous, too adjacent, to admit any intervening space. The damsel had a shapely nose and beautiful teeth. A lovely smile played on her lips, and she cast a sportful glance at the asuras. Adorned with dark tresses and braids, the damsel hid herself, as it were, out of shyness. Upon seeing that girl, the asuras were all infatuated with an appetite for sex. The demons praised her. Oh, what a beauty! What rare self-control! What a budding youth! Why, in the midst of us all, who are passionately longing for her, she is moving about like one absolutely free from passion. Thus, indulging in various speculations about the evening twilight, which appeared to them endowed with a form of a young woman, the wicked-minded asuras treated her with respect and fondly spoke to her. Who are you, O pretty girl? Whose wife or daughter are you? And what could be the object of your appearing before us? Why do you tantalize us, unfortunate as we are, with the priceless commodity of your beauty? Whosoever you may be, O beautiful girl, we are fortunate in being able to see you. While playing with a ball, you have agitated the minds of all onlookers. Oh, beautiful woman, when you strike the bouncing ball against the ground with your hand again and again, your lotus feet do not stay in one place. Oppressed by the weight of your full-grown breasts, your waist becomes fatigued, and your clear vision grows dull, as it were. Pray, braid your comely, pleasant-looking hair. Clouded in their understanding, the Asura demons took the evening twilight to be a beautiful woman, showing herself in her most alluring form, and the demons seized her. And with a laugh full of deep significance, the worshipful Brahmaji then evolved by his own loveliness, which seemed to enjoy itself by itself, the hosts of Gandharvas and Apsaras. After that, Lord Brahma gave up that shining and beloved form of moonlight. Vishvasu and other Gandharvas gladly took possession of it.
Sri Gauranga Gu Nanu Varnana Vidhau Shraddha Samriddhi Anvitao Papo Tapa Nikintanao Tanu Britang Govinda Ganamritai Anandam buddhi vardhanaika nipanao kaivalya nistarakao Vande rupa sanatanao raghuyagao Sri jiva gopalakao Sri Gauranga Gunanu Varna Navidhau Shraddha Samriddhi Andhatau Papo Tapa Nikrintanau Tanubritang Govinda Ganamritai Anandam buddhi vardhanaika nipanao kaivalya nistarakao Vande rupa sanatanao raghuyagao Sri jiva gopalakao Sri Gauranga Gunanu Varnana Vidhau Shraddha Samriddhi Anvitau Papo Tapa Nikintanao Tanubritang Govinda Ganamritai Anandam buddhi vardhanaika nipanao kaivalya nistarakao Vande rupa sanatanao raghuyagao Sri jiva gopalakao Vande rupa sanatanao raghuyagao Sri jiva gopalakao Vande rupa sanatanao raghuyagao Sri Jiva Gopalaka. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. Sex life is the background of material existence. Here also it is repeated that demons are very fond of sex life. The more one is free from the desires for sex, the more he or she is promoted to the level of the demigods. And the more one is inclined to enjoy sex, the more one is degraded to the level of demoniac life. Sexually inclined demons have no respect even for their father, and so the best policy for a saintly father like Lord Brahma is to leave such demoniac sons. Here, the words bhaktanam anurupatma darshanam mean that the personality of Godhead manifests his multi forms according to the desires of the devotees. It is said in the Brahma Samhita, Advaitam Achyutam. This means that Krishna does not appear before the devotee simply because of the devotee's imagination. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated by Suta Goswami to the sages of Naimisharanya, Avatarahi Asankyeya Hare Sattva Nidher Dvijaha Yatha Vidasina Kulyaha Sarasa Syu Sahasvarshaha. O learned Brahmanas, just as hundreds and thousands of small rivulets issue from great reservoirs of water, so also innumerable incarnations flow from Sri Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the reservoir of all power. The avatars incessantly appear like incessantly flowing water. No one can count how many waves there are in flowing water, and similarly, there is no limitation of the avatars of Krishna. So just as the waves in the sea cannot be counted, but appear and disappear continually, the incarnations and forms of Krishna are innumerable. And so a devotee is attached to a particular form, and it is that form which the devotee worships. We have just described the first appearance of Krishna as a boar within this universe. There are innumerable universes, and somewhere or other, that boar form is now existing. All the forms of Krishna are eternal. It is the devotee's inclination to worship a particular form, and he or she engages in devotional service to that form. And so the words bhaktanam anurupatma darshanam means that Krishna is always pleased to favor the devotee in that particular form in which the devotee wants to worship and render service unto Krishna. In this episode, it was stated that Lord Brahma approached Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This particular form of Krishna is Kshirodakashayi Vishnu. For whenever there is some trouble and Brahmaji has to approach Krishna, Lord Brahma can approach Kshirodakashayi Vishnu. And it is the grace of the Lord that whenever Brahma approaches Krishna about disturbances in the universe, the Lord gives Brahmaji relief in so many ways. It appears here that the homosexual appetite of males for each other is created in this episode of the creation of the demons by Lord Brahma. In other words, the homosexual appetite of a man for another man is demoniac and is not for any sane male in the ordinary course of life. The words Kleshadastesham Anasana Padang Tava indicate that Krishna has two concerns. The first is to give protection to persons who take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, and the second is to give trouble to those who are always demoniac and who are inimical towards Krishna. As such, Maya's function is to give afflictions to the non-devotees. Herein, Brahma said, O Lord, you are the protector of the surrendered souls. Therefore, I surrender unto your lotus feet. So please, give me protection from these demons. The Lord is described here by the words, Vivikta-dhyatma darshanaha. If anyone can completely perceive another's distress without doubt, it is the Lord himself. If someone is in distress and wants to get relief from his or her friend, sometimes it so happens that one's friend does not appreciate the volume of distress one is suffering. But for the Supreme Lord, it is not difficult. The Supreme Lord, as Paramatma, is sitting within the heart of every living entity, and Krishna directly perceives the exact causes of one's distress. However, the Lord asked Brahma to give up his present body because it had created the demoniac principle. According to Sridhar Swami, Brahma's constant dropping of his body does not refer to his actually giving up his body. Rather, Brahmaji gave up a particular mentality. Mind is the subtle body of the living entity. We may sometimes be absorbed in some thought which is sinful, but if we give up the sinful thought, it may be said that we give up the body. Lord Brahma's mind was not in correct order when he created the demons. It must have been full of passion, because the entire creation was passionate. Therefore, such passionate sons were born. It follows that any father and mother should also be careful while begetting children. The mental condition of a child depends upon the mental status of both parents at the time one is conceived. According to the Vedic system, therefore, the Garbhadhana Sanskara, or the ceremony for giving birth to a child, is observed. So before begetting a child, one has to sanctify his or her perplexed mind. And when the parents engage their minds in the lotus feet of Krishna, and in that state the child is born, naturally good devotee children come. And when the society is full of such good population, there is no trouble from demoniac mentalities. As early morning is the period for spiritual cultivation, the beginning of evening is the period for passion. Demoniac men are generally very fond of sex enjoyment. Therefore, demons very much appreciate the approach of evening. In this episode, the demons took the approach of the evening twilight to be a beautiful woman. and they began to adore her in various ways. They imagined the twilight to be a very beautiful woman, with tinkling bangles on her feet, a girdle on her hips, and with beautiful breasts. For their sexual satisfaction, they imagined the appearance of this beautiful girl before them. The difference between demons and demigods is that a beautiful woman very easily attracts the minds of demons, but she cannot attract the mind of a godly person. For a godly person is full of knowledge, whereas a demoniac person is full of ignorance. Just as a child is attracted by a beautiful doll, similarly a demon, who is less intelligent and full of ignorance, is attracted by material beauty and an appetite for sex. The godly person knows that this nicely dressed and ornamented attraction of high breasts, high hips, beautiful nose, and fair complexion is only maya. All the beauty a woman can display is only a combination of flesh and blood. Sri Shankara Acharya has therefore advised all persons, Nari Stana Bhara Nabi Desham Drishva Ma Ga Moha Desham Etan Mangsa Basadi Vikaram Manasi Vichintaya Varam Varam. One should not be attracted by the interaction of flesh and blood. One should be attracted by the real beauty in spiritual life. The real beauty is Radha Krishna. One who is attracted by the beauty of Radha and Krishna cannot be attracted by the false beauty of this material world. That is the difference between a demon and a godly person or devotee. The mentality of the demons in being enamored by the false beauty of this material world is expressed herein. The demoniac can pay any price for the skin beauty of this material world. The demons work very hard all day and night, but the purpose of their hard work is to enjoy sex life. Sometimes they misrepresent themselves as so-called karma yogis, not knowing the meaning of the word yoga. Yoga means to link up with the Supreme Personality of Godhead or to act in Krishna consciousness. A person who works very hard, no matter in what occupation, and who offers the result of their work to the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, that person is called a karma yogi. Demons arrange many kinds of performances to see the glaring beauty of a beautiful woman. Here it is stated that they saw the girl playing with a ball. Sometimes the demoniac arrange for so-called sports like tennis with the opposite sex. The purpose of such sporting is to see the bodily construction of the beautiful girl and thus enjoy a subtle sex mentality. This demoniac sex mentality of material enjoyment is sometimes encouraged even by so-called yogis, who encourage the public to enjoy sex life in different varieties, and at the same time advertise that if one meditates on a certain manufactured mantra, one can become God within 6 months. The public wants to be cheated, and Krishna therefore creates such cheaters to misrepresent and delude. These so-called yogis are actually enjoyers of the world, garbed as yogis. Bhagavad Gita, however, recommends that if one wants to enjoy life, then it cannot be with these gross senses. Yatro paramate chittam niruddhang yoga sevaya yatra chaivatmanatmanam pasyan atmani tushyati sukam atyantikam yattad buddhi grahyam atindriyam veti yatra na chaivayam stitaschalati tatvatah. In the stage of perfection called trance or samadhi, one's mind is completely restrained from material mental activities by practice of yoga. This perfection is characterized by one's ability to see the self by the pure mind and to relish and rejoice in the self. In that joyous state, one is situated in boundless transcendental happiness, which is realized through transcendental senses. A patient is advised by the experienced physician to refrain from ordinary enjoyment while in the diseased condition. A diseased person cannot enjoy anything, so one has to restrain his or her enjoyment in order to get rid of the disease. And similarly, our material condition is a diseased condition. If one wants to enjoy real sense enjoyment, then one must get free from the entanglement of material existence. In spiritual life, we can enjoy sense enjoyment which has no end. The difference between material and spiritual enjoyment is that material enjoyment is limited. Even if a man engages in material sex enjoyment, he cannot enjoy it for long. But when the sex enjoyment is given up, then one can enter into spiritual life, which is unending. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated, Brahma Saukhya, that spiritual happiness is ananta, unending. Foolish creatures are enamored by the beauty of matter and think that the enjoyment it offers is real. But actually, that is not real enjoyment. The demons observed beautiful gestures in the woman's every step. Here they praise her full-grown breasts, her scattered hair, and her movements in stepping forward and backward while playing with the ball. In every step the demons enjoy her womanly beauty, and while they enjoy her beauty, their minds become agitated by sex desire. As moths at night surround a fire and are killed, so the demons become victims of the movements of the ball-like breasts of a beautiful woman. The scattered hair of a beautiful woman also afflicts the heart of a lusty demon. The asuras are described here as mudha-dhiya, meaning that they are captivated by ignorance, just like the ass. The demons were captivated by the false, glaring beauty of this material form, and thus the demons embraced her. The musicians in the upper planetary systems are called Gandharvas, and the dancing girls are called Apsaras. Finally, after being attacked by the demons and evolving a form of a beautiful woman in the twilight, Lord Brahma next created Gandharvas and Apsaras. Music and dancing employed in sense gratification are to be accepted as demoniac, but the same music and dancing, when employed in glorifying the Supreme Lord as Kirtana, are transcendental, and they bring about a life completely fit for spiritual enjoyment.
Recorded May 26 and 27, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Yat Paturnama Shesha Mandala Pati Shraining Sadatuchavat Bhut Vajina Ganesha Kau Karunaya Kopina Kanthasritau Gopi Bhavara Samritabdi Lahari Kalola Magnao Mohor Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yagao Sri Jiva Gopalakao Chak Vaturna Mashesha Mandala Pati Shreying Sada Tuchavat Bhut Vajina Ganesha Kau Karunaya Kaupina Kanthasritau Gopi Bhavara Samritabdi Lahari Kalola Mag Now Muhur Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yagao Sri Jiva Gopalakao Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yagao Sri Jiva Gopalakao Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yagao Sri Jiva Gopalakao.